What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Wanna get all
I forgot about Chad, that. Guys. So and it was just the right level of reminder. Just enough.
Will you accept this?
I will accept you eating an uncooked yam as you hold it in your fist.
Will you accept this?
And you fashioning a weightlifting belt attached to a chain next to a giant suitcase filled with only protein powder. I will accept that. Yeah, I'm going to accept that. I don't accept your 3-hour running time, Chris Harrison, and your son, Harrison Harrison. To a very special Will You Accept This Rose GOAT edition, or as I like to call it, WOAT, the worst of all time, as they take wonderful, fun seasons and turn them into unfun viewing experiences as they drag it out, as they extend it all for 18 hours at a time with filler. I'm not going to act like I wasn't happy to see Cutie Pie Cameron, Tyler Cameron, and I enjoyed that. I enjoyed seeing Matt James. Like, that part I liked. But I get it, Chris Harrison. You have weird taste in interior design. You wrote a book, The Perfect Letter. It's out of print. Jerry got his book, Rookie of the Year. I bought one of those books. I sent it like as a secret present to Jerry Traynor, and I received a photo of him reading it, and it just said, "I hate you, Art of Marine," underneath. And I felt like that meant we were friends. I'm so excited. We have such fun people joining us today. Now, if you guys are members of our Patreon, you've met the newest members of the Will You Accept This Rose family. They have been brave enough. Now, I don't know if you guys know, but on Patreon, we are doing not one, but two series right now. Tana and I are breaking down both The Bachelorette New Zealand, which is absolutely, may I say, part of my French, batshit crazy, with not one but two bachelorettes, a mole, and a stripper chocolatier dad. Right, Anna? Batshit. And we're also doing, just out of fun and curiosity to see if you guys were interested, felt like there was some crossover in the Bravo world. So for the very first time, we're doing a Bravo series, and we've been breaking down Real Housewives of New York with two of my favorite people, and they're so funny. And so we were like, let's get them on the main pod so people can get to know them. They're part of the family now. One person is a bachelor, I'm going to say fan. I might even say super fan like me. Another one has never seen one episode of The Bachelor in their entire life until they watched the WOAT JoJo season last night. Even though I love JoJo, JoJo was a goat. The format was a woat. With us today is a woman who loves The Bachelor. She loves JoJo. She was so excited that JoJo was going to be the season that she got for the tonight's episode. We worked together for 8 years. I did 8 seasons of Chelsea Lately with her. She was my producer for like 115 episodes. She is one of my best friends. We enjoy a very green casserole like 3 times a year at either Hugo's in the Valley or Hugo's in West Hollywood. She's a great tennis player, and she's a terrific dog mom. Ladies and gentlemen, Deb Cullen!
I mean, that's an intro.
That's an intro.
And let me just clarify one thing. I'm a Bachelor Sometimes fan, but let me tell you, I love me some JoJo and Jordan.
I got to tell you, watching again last night, I was like, JoJo was a great bachelorette. She's so cute and darling. And I just loved – I mean, you know, Caitlyn's my number one. Caitlyn's my goat. But JoJo's a close JoJo and Rachel, those were three great.
Oh, yeah. They were right in the sweet spot.
Okay. Also with us is I'm going to say a ladies man in that he gets along with women. You know what I mean? He's loyal to his wife. He's not like out like prowling around, but like he is a gentleman who has women friends. This is a guy who is a nice person. This is not a creep. But and this is a person whose wife loved the Housewife franchise, so he loves a friend. You know, it just so happened that that was the lane of the highway. She could have pitched The Bachelor. He would have been on The Bachelor. He loves his lady. As it is, he is my wonderful writing partner for screenplays. He read my book and gave it the thumbs up. And he is such a delight. I adore writing with him. Ladies and gentlemen, Jacob Mizaros.
Thank you. Thank you, Arden, for asking me to join on this this podcast.
Dude,
You're correct. I've know of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Bachelor. So this was a good season to watch.
Yes, and a terrible introduction because I want you to know that the actual it's a fun experience to watch it. It's like you're a sports fan. It's like trying to jam an entire season of the like a whole sports franchise into one like weird 3-hour with Zoom filler. It doesn't do it justice. But so we're hoping you have so much fun that you actually start watching when Claire comes and then when Matt comes and you drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Also with us, we have two women. She's looking radiant in a tube top. She could go out and get that tan of her dreams right now. This is a woman who's ready. I have to say she looks like she's got a little glow happening. Just a little, not skin damage, but a little bit of a tan. Anna, Tana, Hosnier.
Hi, thank you. I did get some sun this weekend, but not a lot.
I mean, I can tell and it looks good. You look healthy and well. Also a woman who just convinced me to buy heart-shaped prescription glasses for when I – and that they're a write-off for when I do the Bachelor podcast. Now, I ordered them online. They cost $20, which was a lot. I'm not saying they're going to do good things for my eyes, but they are going to be exciting to wear when I break down Claire's season. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie Levine!
I think the glasses are worth it. I think they're going to look amazing. You know, they can be a little surprise, and when we record, you put them on.
I can't wait. I can't wait. And when I audition to play a judge, I can wear them so people will know that I mean business.
So judge-like.
First of all, before we get started, I'm going to get some business out of the way. Number one, thank you to everybody who bought my book and who's been sending in their the receipts. You can buy it from any independent bookstore. You can do from the bigger chains like a Barnes & Noble or Amazon or local bookstores. You can pre-order anywhere. Every single week we are doing giveaways. Right now I am drawing. You can see it's – can you guys verify, Jacob? Can you verify? I'm pulling out of a little polar bear sack. This is so to cute. Give away a Little Miss Little Compton custom tote that I spent to have printed. Each one costs $13. That's a lot for individual ones. Jacob.
I got a preview and people –
It's an amazing tote. I was like, so I have a 2-color print happening on it. I spent that. That was not cheap. I also got the thick canvas because I don't want you guys going to Trader Joe's, going, I don't know where you're going to the Jewel. I don't know what part of the country you're in. I don't want you to go and having it getting tugged. Like, this is a thick tote that you could wear to the beach. You know, socially distanced. All right, and I'm going to be giving away every week. Next week, we're giving away a custom puzzle. Jacob, you've seen the puzzle. How mad is the puzzle?
I've seen it as well. It's incredible. I mean,
what did you see when you looked at the puzzle?
What did I see? Do you want me to describe it? Really?
You can describe it. It's on Facebook, but you can give a visual description.
Well, the authors of the book, Arden,
yes,
of course, but also Arden's cat.
Mittens. And I recreated my 6th grade photo down to actually wearing glasses. All right, the person who's getting the tote is Leah Connor. Leah Connor, I'm going to mail you a tote. Congratulations. Ooh. Next week is a puzzle. Next week we're giving away a puzzle. There's so many giveaways coming up. So buy it. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Every week we are doing giveaways. Every week until it comes out. Also, email us. We're going to the best of all time. We're going to do the Peter season. We're going to do with two or three fans. So you can nominate yourself or somebody else. We already have had some fun nominations emailed in. So this is, it's going to be an all fan episode. Who's going to be breaking down Peter season with us. And there we go. All right. Here we are. Guys, here we are. Overall, JoJo season. It was nice to see JoJo again. Like, I know I've railed against the format, but I've calmed down. Now that I've accepted it is what it is, JoJo was a great bachelorette. And we have a lot to get through, so I'll just get going. We're back in Chris Harrison's Ramada Inn-like study, and behind him is the perfect letter. And Anna, we were talking about each ordering one and then reading it and doing a book group with Jerry and then maybe doing some readings, perhaps as a podcast. Guys, you can't buy it new, but you can order a used one. Spray it down so you don't get COVID. But, like, maybe we all read it and we do an episode where we do we do a special book
group. That'd be fun.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, great. So here we are. It looks like his son, Josh, whose eyes are so – he's so mad at his dad. His eyes are so dead. He can't believe he's still filming his dad. Do you think he pays him?
I was just going to ask if you think Josh was getting some sort of college credit or something for this.
There was a few times he spoke, and I thought he probably has to speak a certain number of times, and then I bet he got like $700. I remember when I was an intern at Conan, if you were in a sketch – and you said something and it was on camera, you'd get like $500 or $700, which was thrilling because I wasn't making anything anywhere else. Jacob.
And it is funny you mentioned that Joshua is, I think he calls him. Yeah, is his son. I really felt like he wasn't his son and that ABC delivered this guy to him, to this room.
Dude.
So that's really shows the type of relationship they have. So that's really nice.
Do you think it's his only, I'm sure he has more kids. He seems... I mean, you know they've got some man cave that kid's gotten high in. Some, like, right? Don't you think? If your dad was the host of The Bachelor, Anna, how often do you think Joshua has gotten? And don't you think he's probably Josh to his friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he? I don't know. They must. I mean, I'm assuming they're very rich, so Josh must have some sort of fun lifestyle. I don't know. I know he has a daughter too. I think he might only have two kids.
But they live, I know if they live right down the road from Peter, they're up in that like Western, like line dancing world. That's like LA, but not LA. It's a whole,
Westlake or
like Westlake. I think they're up by Westlake.
Calabasas.
Village.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're way up there.
Wow.
So we have Wells and Sarah, our friend Wells. And by the way, it was fun watching this and to see, like, this season we really cracked. We've gotten to know, we've met in person so many of these guys. I feel like this was our most successful season that we ever cracked. Would you agree with that, Katie and Anna?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. We met a lot of these guys.
We met Wells. We met James Taylor.
They
did not show at all. We met Evan. We met Christian. And then we met Alex, who really faced down.
James Taylor is – sorry, go on.
The Marine.
Oh, I forgot we met Alex the Marine.
He was so nice, and he was very cute in person. He had really cute eyes. He really won us over. And I was actually really happy for him last night because I felt like during the season he was sort of not as present, but like he got more airtime than James Taylor or a lot of other people.
James Taylor is very mad about being shown.
Did you see his tweet? No, what did he say?
He tweeted, been real, Bachelor Nation, and then he tagged Mike Fleiss, and crew hate me because I openly support our president. Knew they'd cut me out tonight. Oh. The franchise has done a lot for me, though, so thanks. On to politics/music. You'll never hear from me in this world again. Oh. God bless.
I mean, just be cool. Chase supports Trump, and they gave him a nice, I don't think it's that. I think a lot of the guys, like, whatever.
I think he was just like, honestly, I think looking back, he wasn't as big of a part of the season. I think he was popular at the time. Maybe he just wasn't as big of a part, especially for, like, you know, the greatest of all time. Like, he wasn't there that long.
Well, I think he won everybody over because he was a sweetie pie who felt less than. But then I think perhaps when he openly went on his
poon sexcapades. Tour.
I think he went on a sexcapades poon tour. He might have lost some goodwill. And he was open about it. Yeah. So I think that, like, going from being the sweetie pie to, like, the riding a tsunami of poon, that might have maybe not made him less exciting to bring back. Okay, so we have Wells and Sarah Hyland, who were sort of hosting this thing. Deb, what did you think of that?
Well, I loved seeing Wells, obviously, back. Everybody loves Wells and Sarah. And I think it was funny to look back. Did you? I was thinking of you and thinking it must be fun for you to watch Wells actually in it, you know, during his season.
Yes.
But it was. He was so true to himself in the season. He's such a good guy, you know, and he kind of, they were laughing about it last night. But I was like, I love that he was kind of always like that, even when he was on the show.
Well, I remember
made us fall in love with him.
He really stood out. And I think that that's like, and it actually shows you that he's had more, in some ways, more longevity than any other human in the franchise. Jacob, just so you know, this is the only guy that's ever come on who I felt like we would be friends, like who, and I remember he was on a date in Paradise. He went on a date with a girl who we actually now adore and love, but they were talking about, he was a DJ in Nashville, and they were talking about their favorite albums. And she said, he said that he loved Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense, and she stared at him blankly and said her favorite album was by Hanson. And but just to have anyone reference Talking Heads on the show.
Well, that's incredible. Yeah. That's incredible.
Although this comes from the guy who did produce All for One for his opening. Yes. Hello.
That's right.
Amazing. By the way, he tweeted out last night that the jean jacket he was wearing sitting next to Sarah was the jacket that he wore in his promo shots 5 years ago, that he still has the same jacket and is wearing it. Deb.
As much as I love seeing Wells and Sarah, and of course they had to be part of this show, I was a little bit, it felt like the Wells and Sarah show. And as you're going to discover, I love JoJo and Jordan. I've always been a Jordan fan. And I was like, where are they through the whole show?
I mean,
they came on at the end.
It was weird.
But Jordan was live Instagram, like putting up live Instagram stories the entire time. And that was more enjoyable in a way than the show was.
I saw them later because I saw in Wells' story that he had posted them and they were really fun. So here we are. And she actually had a pretty okay group of guys, but I felt she picked wrong. You know what I mean? Like some of them, no, they weren't that great. They weren't that. No, Deb.
I remember watching this episode, this season, and we were calling them like the skinny jeans gang. Like these guys were all, when you were meeting them in the beginning, it's like one's pants were like tighter than the others.
Like capris. They were like capris.
Oh, they were like spandex, you know?
And they all had like a swoop of the hair that we called the Falcon. So like Robbie and Jordan, all the guys that won, they had this specific almost pompadour swoop. And Jacob, you and I were talking, you thought that Robbie looked like he spray painted on his beard.
He sure did. He looked a little like Will Forte as well. But you're right. The hair, everyone had a hair, like a big high hair thing going.
This is where the Falcon started.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
That was amazing. When, what's his name, came on? Theo Vaughn came on and called him the Falcon. so we have Grant, who's the firefighter, Luke, who... Luke. Okay. So we'll get to it. So we meet all the guys. So there's Alex and there was Jordan, Luke, who is a veteran. We have Evan, the dick doctor, who's so pumped. I got my mojo for JoJo. And then when he sees her, he goes, oh, God bless America. It was fun to be reminded because Jacob, Evan now, what's fun about Evan is he was this like underdoggy guy who, you know, with all these super alpha males, who actually ended up with, like, the greatest love success story of all time at Paradise. And he married the cutest girl, and they, like, he totally got the babe, and they have two babies now. Like, it's fun to see that this underdog won.
Totally. I hadn't seen the original show, so it's just like, it was amazing to see this, like, what is this guy doing there?
Yeah.
And it was just fun, so scrawny. So it was great to see him stand up to Chad, which we'll get to.
And it's fun just to see also, again, watching back, to see how well his story ends, knowing, like, this guy that was kind of a joke, like this dick doctor that was kind of a joke. He was really skinny. He was a little awkward, that he thrived. Deb.
He was. He was definitely put in there for, like, the comedic, you know, relief that the editors could have fun with this dick doctor who like wouldn't stand up to Chad and whatever. So it was really fun to rewatch his portion of it now, knowing what his like what the end of his story was.
They gave a lot of airtime to Nick, who actually barely he literally did nothing on the show, but he was the Santa who would go, oh, Joe. But there was like Jacob, yes.
Yeah, so glad you brought that up. I was like, why is Santa there? I had no clue. There was an inside joke or something, but
That was basically all he did in this season. And if I recall, Katie, Anna, didn't he come back to Paradise once and get kind of, wasn't he drunk in Paradise?
Chad? Like,
who is that guy?
No, oh, Nick. Yeah, he was. Nick. He was like really drunk in Paradise.
He was drunk in Paradise and we were like, oh, right, that was JoJo Santa. Like, because that was the best thing he came up with was JoJo. Yes, wow. Jacob.
But another fascinating character was, I think, Derek. He was the Canadian. Wow.
We'll get to, Derek's in, not Derek. That's
Daniel.
Daniel. Okay. He's my favorite. I love
Incredible.
Him.
Incredible.
Okay, so here we are. We meet Luke, the war vet. He's comfortable what I bring to the table. He wants to be intentional about it.
Yeah.
Jordan's telling him, I'm goofy. I'm really goofy. Okay, so here we are. Let me just... So Daniel is a Canadian, and we meet Daniel, who's such a fun character. And it was fun seeing him in the beginning before... I liked seeing him in his purest form. I think this and Paradise the first time because we actually see that he is like this weird savant. It was before he'd gotten popular for it. And just so before he was famous for these things, his brain was actually such a great character for this. So he starts poking Evan in the belly button.
Yes.
And he starts telling JoJo about like, you know, damn Daniel, right? And then he's the guy that. Stone cold sober, and I say this as a person with a corgi like torso. He strips down and he has such a long body like myself. He's got a long, very muscular, almost like a horseman, like a centaur body. And he strips down, he gets naked.
In his black tidy whities.
In his tiny black tidy whities, and he jumps in the pool kind of sober opening night. He also tries to get Evan to look at him, trying to say that his dick is out, but it's not out. And he keeps saying, take a peek. And then we'll get to him a little bit later with Chad. But that's our intro to Daniel, who was such a fun presence in this franchise, Deb.
I did. It's a great point you made about... Oh, boy.
We have a dog in it. We got a dog happening.
And he's really misbehaving today, so I apologize. It's a good point about seeing Daniel early on because, like knowing him then from like Paradise or even as the season goes, like I kind of remember him almost as this guy who was pushing this character in a way, but that is like how he was too, you know? And you know what? I just love remembering the whole viral sensation of damn Daniel.
Me too. You know what else is, here's what, cause Jacob is new to all this, but like, what's interesting is seeing a lot of these guys from this season got kind of famous because I feel like a lot of them went to Paradise. Oh, this is so it's interesting seeing a lot of them at the purity at the beginning of their run before they became influencers.
Oh, wow.
When they all probably had like 700 followers. Like the fun of seeing somebody before the machine, Deb.
I thought too, and I could be wrong on my timing of this, but like because this was right to me in the sweet spot of like Bachelor, Bachelorette times of like your big kind of like standouts and people who would come on. I thought like Caitlyn's season. I mean, I think Chris Soules, I would argue his season started it, not Chris Soules himself, but those ladies, and then kind of continued through to this. But then it started to be more of like the people pushing a character, you know, a little more. And so, this is like a little purer still.
I think it's also because it was still more early days of Instagram where it was a little like it wasn't and it was also early days. This was now like when Paradise was starting to get because like Jacob before Paradise, you could. Basically, you either won or you didn't win. And if you didn't win, there was only one person that was going to become the bachelor or the bachelorette. So there's really like two people that can kind of win out of this. And then you go back to your life. Now, I think people actually don't even want to win. They either want to go to Paradise where they get paid, they get more airtime, they get more – or they want to be the bachelor or bachelorette. I think to be chosen is almost even less fun. Would you – I mean, so that's what's happening, Jacob.
Interesting. Yeah,
and so this was earlier days. This was like 2015. It's not quite, it's like starting to happen, but it wasn't as much as the guarantee as it is now.
Yeah, it's right on the cusp.
Well, the next week's is going to be, I guess it's been on since 2002. So incredible. Yeah. So they're going to have the first season next week, the greatest of all
time. I can't wait. I wish they were actually showing the whole season, but they, which you can't buy online. I've tried to watch the first season, but I feel like there was a higher success rate of the couples before the Instagram thing. Like the fact that JoJo and Jordan actually are still together. Like, I feel like less people actually stay together now and they meet more in Paradise or afterwards, sort of like Carly and Evan. But like for earlier days, they had a higher success rate. Would you agree with that, Deb?
I would, for sure, you know, and I think also, again, it was like there was these few seasons that seemed to between the actual Bachelor, Bachelorette and Paradise that they all became like almost like this big group of buddies, you know, that whether or not they started dating each other or just hanging out, like there's a whole group of them. Yeah.
So the very first one-on-one date that we saw, she goes on a date with Chase, who's a medical sales rep, and they go and they do tantric yoga and they have to move their pelvis and go, hey, hey, hey. And then they get into this thing called a yab-yum where they like basically are mounting each other and they go, their third eye is in alignment and then they're connected. And then they just started like making out and it was so intimate. And the New Englander in me got nervous. Jacob.
Yeah, I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was like, wait, there's also an instructor there with her partner. And they're like, are you supposed to be rubbing noses? And I could see they're like touching, the way they're like touching each other. And then they start making out. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This is a class, I thought. What's happening?
It was Deb.
It always strikes me on the show, like if you're Chase and you get stuck with the tantric yoga like date, and then like the next guy gets to be like in a helicopter flying around like New York City, you know, and I'm like, the disparity of dates sometimes is like just ridiculous.
He was almost perfect for that date in that like he's a built guy. Who's sort of just like he's just a steady Eddie. He's, you know, he doesn't seem neurotic. I mean, he has his like the divorce stuff, but like he seems just sort of like a good solid guy. And he's like, all right, I'm just gonna like be a mountain and let her climb me, and we're just gonna go eye to eye. And like, it was two very good looking people straddling one another. But I'm like, what am I watching? Anna, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, you really have to be a trooper to do dates like that while people are filming you, because it's so awkward. And then you have like this lady being like, yeah, like super encouraging. So you don't want to be negative. I couldn't do it. It's so weird.
I panicked for him. I panicked for him. Like, of course you're going to get a boner. You know what I mean? I like worried for the guy. And then it's almost like a fence. Like, I don't know. I just worry. I just was like, oh my God, Katie, what did you think? I know you're on boner patrol. What did you think of all that?
I never liked Chase, so that made me I didn't like it because of that, because I found him to be boring. But as like a first date, that would be insanely uncomfortable. Like, I would not be okay with it.
And I was like, am I so uptight that this would be a really terrifying first date for me?
Honestly, Jacob, the staring would have bothered me.
Oh my God, the staring. And also in COVID times, I'm like, you're face to face. Like,
oh yeah,
you're face to face, brah.
For real.
I mean, I thought he was going to bite her face off. I don't know what was going to happen. But she also kept mentioning like, he was sweating. We were all sweating.
But she liked that.
She loves it.
She loved it. And I was literally like, wow, look at her little figure. Like, they're both so fit. Like, and we've talked, every single person we've ever met on this franchise. And like, by the way, these are the two on camera that are fucking hot. Even the ones that are plainer that we've met from this franchise are so much better looking than anybody that I know in real life. They're so, everyone is so good looking that's been on this franchise. Like, I don't know. Deb, you were about to say something.
Well, I was just thinking too about, I mean, the awkwardness, of course, of like having to be the two people there. What about the instructor too? Is this sitting there like, okay.
And yet that's what they teach. Like that, they teach that. They're like,
it's so awkward.
You got to get, you're got to clear your chakra, your pelvic chakra. Like, no, it's just going to be blocked. It's just going to be blocked. Okay. So then we see Wells's journey, and poor Wells. I remember this because my brother was sort of a littler guy. And by the way, in person, Wells is skinny, but Wells is really tall. Like, Wells isn't like a slight guy. Like, he's lean, but he's not like like a little shrimp boat. And I felt so bad for him. I hate the heat and the thought of me piling on like firefighter stuff. Like, if it was hot, if you're doing this up in Calabasas, like, and you have that much, I could see being the one needing medical attention. I felt, and then he kind of passed out, and then they brought in the medic, and he was struggling. He was about to faint, and then she had to go talk to him. My brother was sort of a more slake. I just really felt for Wells in this, and I forgot this part of the journey. Jacob!
Oh, yeah, I totally felt. That seemed awful, and it's funny. He did seem, at least to me, you know, like a tiny man, just a small guy.
He's not.
It's crazy.
He's not like
a muscle man. Katie, what do you think?
He is tall, and I wouldn't call him like super skinny. I would call him like, he looks like he like runs, works out, does some sort of workout. But I think compared to every other guy on the show, who a lot of them are like Chad, he is very skinny.
They made him look like Mr. Burns, but he's not. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like
he's quite fit in person. He's very good looking. You know, he's got a good body.
Yeah. I mean, Deb's met him. Deb's produced him. He's thin.
I was struck by how small. He was really skinny to me in person. I thought more so than on. He looks actually rounded out on the show.
Interesting. Okay, Jacob.
I loved seeing though the commentary from all the other guys. It's like, oh, he's so weak or what? Basically, and then they're like, oh, I guess that we should have done that too to get more time with Joseph.
She had a lot of meathead. She really. Oh,
they were all meathead.
They're like, one guy hasn't kissed JoJo. And then, like, he did like a nervous handshake and he wanted to kiss her. He was waiting for the right moment. So they're in Argentina. And I remember that they did like, what is it called? Like La, it's not stomp, but it's this water. They used to have one in New York in by Union Square. It's like, it begins with like an F, but anyway, so they did like this water ballet in the dark, and it was like which looked stressful. It looked so stressful. And then they were sliding, but she's positioning herself. I've known that. I've had crushes on guys that just would not kiss me, that felt like they were like interested, and they literally would just never. You're just trying to position yourself and like trying to make it happen. And then like he finally kissed her, and then she actually starts screaming, "We did it. That was the moment. We did it." She screamed it in person, which made me feel badly for him. Jacob, as a man, how did you feel for Wells?
Oh, I felt horrible for him. It was just like seeing him they were at this outdoor market. Oh, that little one, like, you're just waiting to see him. I don't find that moment. It was just so awkward.
Oh, yeah, Dad. Well,
because also the date starts with the note saying, are you going to like kiss me? Like, way to like set the tone right away.
I know.
And all the guys, all the meatheads are like laughing at him. I mean, the thing is, ladies do like personality and charm. And JoJo, you know, definitely was interested in Wells. Some of these meatheads, though, you know, like that's not attractive always to the ladies. So
no. Anna, what did you think of this?
Yeah, that was like it was a bummer because there was so much pressure for them to kiss. But like, they didn't. I mean, like, I don't know. I felt bad where she was like, that was the moment. Or like when they like
when
went
she
in.
She did it when she called it out.
Yeah,
I feel like I would have done something like that and then really been like, oh, you should have just let it. Like, I fear that I have that inside me that I could have been guilty of what JoJo did.
I think she was trying to help him too, you know.
I know.
It puts more, Jacob, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it puts a lot more pressure actually.
Oh yeah, completely. Yeah. I mean, but she said didn't she say how sensual it was in the dark and the water? They just seemed like they were squirming around and
it was tough.
not finding their balance very well.
It was tough. It was tough. And he got cut, I think, that day. Didn't he get cut that day? I think he got cut that episode.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Well, that dance sequence made me about as uncomfortable as the tantric yoga, I have to say.
Well, then we go back to Sarah and Wells. She's like, he's the best kisser. And we learned that in the quarantine, they've been doing tantric yoga. And that was
right.
Confusing. So right. Then, so then meanwhile, this is where it gets good. And this is where, again, I don't need to have a full season of Chad, but I very much enjoyed an evening of Chad. I forgot about his protein powder and supplements that he put on a weight belt and that he chained with a gigantic, like, garage chain, like in a revolutionary way. And he just started like doing pull-ups with his luggage filled with protein powder attached to a belt. It was spectacular. And I remember, so then James Taylor and all of the guys are singing JoJo songs and Chad is just standing there eating meat. I mean, there was such a great montage.
It's funny. At first, Chad seemed, all right, Chad is set up as the bad guy. And he's, you know, it was idiotic with this luggage hanging from him. Yes. But they set it up where, yeah, the guys were singing and obsessed with JoJo. That seemed really lame to me. So I was like, you know, Chad, look, Chad gives me serial killer vibes, but I agree with Chad now. And then I turned
very quickly. That's what was dangerous about Chad, because Chad actually had a point for a hot second.
He did.
He was right. He was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You just met her. You're in love with her. But then he did. But then, like, he went from, like, a – having a point to just crossing over so fast.
As serial killers do, I guess.
I still find him funny. That's what's like his tweets are still funny to me. But I also was afraid for all these people poking the bear. I'm like, he's out there now. Like, leave him alone. Don't remind him to come kill you.
So I've been watching a lot of horror movies lately, and I have to say, this I felt like a found footage horror movie. Like, literally, I was tense seeing Chad.
No, wasn't he a former Marine? Like, isn't he?
I know.
Are you sure?
Will that's
you
the Google weird
that?
Thing,
Will
too.
He was, Katie,
he was bullying Eric, I think, the former Marine.
Alex.
Which
I think
crazy.
Chad was a Marine.
I don't think so.
Was he?
Oh,
it said he was a luxury home realtor.
Katie,
in Tulsa.
Wait, I am seeing that he served in the Marines.
Thank you.
Well, that makes me feel different about him. You know, getting in the face of Alex, because I was like, dude, who would get in the face of like?
No, because I remember that because we've done this podcast for so long, we've been deep in on each season, so it was back, and I remember when he started getting scary, thinking this guy's actually like a big Marine. Like,
it's shocking to me that he never threw that in Alex's face.
I think he did. Well. I think it was actually. I think in the edited down. I think it was in the season.
Oh,
I think
God.
That. They just edited it down. You were saying up top before we started recording that you thought it was edited in a strange way, Deb.
I did. I thought that this season, again, now a lot of it is my bias towards Jordan. Like I was in the real season, I was like Jordan from the get-go. And there's a lot of controversy around him. Friends of mine were like, he's in it for the wrong reasons. And I was like stuck with him from the beginning and was like, that's her guy. But I also felt like, now this might be unpopular, particularly with you, Arden, that I thought Chad was really fun throughout the real season, like as like your Chad moments, but it was too much Chad for me last night. I think they did 3 segments on him, which was a little too much, Chad.
I mean, I think so much of people's chit-chat dating is, it seems like watching all these, they give the villains a lot of airtime. Because I think watching people fall in love is often kind of just, hey, you look nice. Like, I think in sound bites,
we also didn't get to meet JoJo's fun parents. You know, like, we didn't get to see the hometown.
Oh, and her brother. And her brother.
So, like, I feel like while you don't want to just see the, like, I love you moments, like, there was some flavor missing from the season.
I can agree with that. I could have done with one segment less of Chad. I'll tell you, here's a few more Chad things. Here's a toast he gives. To a beautiful girl, a beautiful life. Fuck you guys. I'm going to make her my wife. And then he called her Naggy. He goes, meat on a stick is delicious. here was some affirm of it. He was like, oh, it's like the Care Bears surrounding you. Like he called them West Side Story. I love that he was pounding a yam in person, talking. This was the greatest interaction I've ever seen. Daniel was talking to him. He was like, you know, you're kind of out of control, right? You're like this little animal. Let's just pretend you're Hitler. And he goes, let's not pretend I'm Hitler. And he says, just be not so much like Hitler. Just maybe try to be more like Mussolini. The greatest interaction ever. And then he went on a two-on-one date in the woods of Pennsylvania with Alex the Marine, who took down Chad. Alex was not afraid of him the whole time. Alex really thrived in this thing. And I remember they're like face off in the woods. And then he said, life's not all blueberries and paper airplanes. And then he said, calm down, man. Have a glass of milk. And he says, I don't like milk. And he said, you should like milk. Milk's delicious. So many good one-liners. I didn't need to see all of them, but there were so many. There you go, Jacob.
Yeah, having just seen this last night, I did enjoy all those one-liners. And again, it just – Chad, he just was so scary. And then, yeah, on those camping trip, they all had to sit so close to each other on that rock.
That made me nervous for JoJo to be right there. I felt nervous.
Oh, yeah. I felt very nervous. He was just stalking. He was just walking around with that cup. And
his shirt off, he actually looked like a Wolverine wolf. And then he said the phrase, I want to cut everyone here's eyes off and arms off. And there's just going to – I'm sorry. I want to cut off everyone's here legs off and arms off. And there's just going to be torsos. I'm going to throw them in the pool. I mean, that's fucking scary. And they also had Evan at the Atwater Theater talked about the dangers of using steroids.
That was great.
And then he ripped his shirt. He attacked him. He got bloody knuckles. And he was just really – and then he said to Alex, I'm just disappointed. It's just unfortunate. I can't hurt you right now without getting in trouble. Like, he's scary. Deb!
So, a couple things. Number one, the scene in the theater with Evan is – like classic, will go down, I think, in Bachelor lore. That was so good. And I was surprised that Evan wasn't more seriously injured by Chad that evening. Because Evan was definitely poking the bear that night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
There was never an ounce of chemistry between JoJo and Chad. It was a true producer's, like, this guy's staying, you know, like, as long as we can keep him around. But I do want to point out one thing. The tattletales, which I'm sorry, Alex, is the tattletale in this scenario.
Yeah, tattletales never get rewarded.
They never get rewarded.
They never get rewarded. You can't be a tattletale.
Alex?
I know. I just want to say also, I really didn't like him telling Chad that he was being like a lurky creep. I was like, what are you doing? Like, he's also competing for this girl's attention. He's allowed to pull her aside. It doesn't make him a lurking creep. Like, you're all doing the same thing. Like, maybe I forget the context of why he said that, but I was like, you're asking for him to like react a certain way.
Jacob.
I remember the lurking creep. I think it was in the context of they were all waiting in the house and she was walking up to enter the house. And like Chad somehow was waiting for her outside and like stopped her and like to give her a kiss. And then she entered and then they're like, well, dude, what are you doing? I don't know. It was.
Well, before we go to break, I'm going to end with something that somebody sent us, which was incredible. So apparently Chad is doing porn now, and he posted, maybe yesterday, he posted in Manhattan Beach. So he threatened Jordan. He says, I'm going to come after the show. I'm going to come find you. I'm going to come find you. And there's a picture of him in this insane long, appears to be like a white Hummer that says realchadjohnson.com. And the quote is, I hate to support somebody that's so crazy, but it's funny.
You're amplifying him, Arden.
I know I am. Ready? So this is what he wrote. I always told Jordan I'd find him. I never said what I'd do when I'd found him. But my team found him. So I went to his house and I fucked right in front of it for OnlyFans. Now, every time Jordan and JoJo step foot inside their house, they'll think of me. Every time you check the mail, you think of me. Every time you walk the dog, you think of me. My dick has tainted your domicile. Revenge is a dish best served with my dick. Check out the full video. And then they show him climbing in to his car, about to have sex right in front of their house.
It's, oh, my.
So I know I shouldn't find it funny and it's crazy, but it's so funny to me. Revenge is a dish best served with my dick.
Funny line, but extremely psychotic.
It's crazy. It's
funny line, but maybe not that whole paragraph along with it.
And then at the end, he says, you're up next, Chris Harrison.
Yeah, he wrote, you're up next, Chris Harrison. There was also a thing that Lori, that he tweeted at, Chase had tweeted out, like, nothing ever bothers me, man. And he was like, oh, okay, how do you feel if I'm fucking in front of your house? Please send me your home address. Thank you. And I'm like, I thought he was kidding. And then it's like, oh no, he's got this car that he bones in front of people's houses. Deb.
Jordan and JoJo, though, do not live here.
No, but but they flip houses and maybe they rented a house.
Okay, interesting. Because they're down south.
They're in Dallas.
Guys, I follow them both on Instagram, okay?
No, I know. I get it. I feel you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The eagle has landed.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
We're back. So we're back. They do a funeral for Chad with protein powder ashes. And they have, we see Wells and Evan in real life. They zoom with them. They're making cocktails. I thought it was funny that Evan said, clearly I was the alpha male in the house. I was a threat. I thought he had a good sense of humor about himself. And he thanked Chad that if Chad hadn't fought with him, he wouldn't have gotten so much airtime and gone and met Carly. So I felt like he handled that well. Anna, yeah. Katie, what did you think of that?
Yeah, I think, I'm glad he has a sense of humor about himself because, I found him so annoying during the season. He's come a long way, though, so good for him.
His babies were so cute.
Oh, they were so cute when they were like, Chris Harrison!
That was so cute.
Anna, did you like him? Did you like Evan on Paradise, though?
Not really. He's kind of whiny.
I thought he was really whiny on The Bachelor, but Paradise... He kind of won me over.
I didn't love when he faked an injury to go to the hospital, but I actually was so happy for him. Like, I was so happy for him when he got the girl. Okay, so then we meet Robbie the Falcon, and she dares him to strip down to his underwear and run through the halls. I love me some JoJo. That's not that funny of a dare. That's an okay dare, but it's the same dare that Caitlin did with Sean, but Sean was naked.
Robbie. I mean, I've been waiting to kind of get to Robbie. First of all, because this is going to probably reveal something about me that I probably don't want out there, but I watch the MTV show Siesta Key.
Which he's on. Which
he Robbie, he's on and also is now off of it, actually.
What
like,
is
he
Siesta
couldn't even
Key?
Keep like the young 20-some-year-old girl. But Robbie just clearly is in search of that 15 minutes, just keep
they,
it going.
They actually called him an aspiring social media participant. Can you, Anna, can you look up how many, can you Wikipedia Robbie and just tell us how many reality shows he's been on at this point? Was he on Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah, he was.
And then he was also on Paradise twice. And he's been on Siesta Key. Jacob, I know we were talking. Jacob felt sorry for him. I was like, don't feel sorry for Robbie.
Oh, don't feel sorry for Robbie. And by the way, just another note, if your last stop on your reality tour is Siesta Key, like you're slumming, you know? So,
and you're like in your mid-30s.
He's gone through the, yeah, it's that's not a good look.
No. Okay, so we're not fully at the Falcon yet. We're at Derek. Derek, who I have had drinks with in New York this year.
He seems nice.
He was so nice. He was so sweet on the show. I just really felt for Derek. He's like, and again, this is our first intro to Derek. It's before, I feel like Derek has had a nice run on this. He's had, he would be a good bachelor. He was a nerd. He's like, you know, I'm falling for this woman. And then he got taken out by a 2-on-1 with Chase. And he tells her, the most amazing woman I've ever met. I'm absolutely falling for you. And I felt so the edit between Don't Cry For Me, Argentina and him weeping in the car saying, I wasn't enough. I thought I was. I'm Derek. Derek isn't perfect. And then him crying and like screaming at himself about not crying. It was just truly the most brutal edit. Jacob.
Yeah. Genius. I was like, wow. All right. Here we go. Like, this is like. They're now taking it to the next level. And Derek was amazing. Derek, why are you crying? Why am I crying? It was just so
Oh, my God. The edit of him
awesome.
Screaming at himself about crying with the don't cry. And I love seeing him present day. He looks so handsome. I thought his beard looked great. I love that his friends on his birthday play Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. That's the kind of friends that you want. Deb, what did you think?
I actually was watching it and I could not believe, I was like, how do I not remember this from the original? I mean, it was such a magical moment.
I only had a vague memory because I remember because of the podcast, I remember referring to the edit in the podcast at some point in time. There was actually a moment coming up that I had a visceral reaction last night to that I had a memory because of the podcast about what, which we'll get to. There was a visual cue that Anna and Katie got a text from me about. That because of what made me laugh was the podcast thinking about discussing this. But yes, that was an amazing edit. Derek, I met him in real life. He's so sweet. You know, it was heartbreaking. This guy, he's this nice, real guy who still has a banking job. He's like a stockbroker. He lives in New York. And like, he's almost too sweet for this franchise. Deb.
Also, too, can we just like give a moment to I just thought throughout, and I remember thinking this in real time during the show, like JoJo was serving the looks in this season,
her
too.
Outfit.
Oh, they were so good. Like she was like ready. She was like, I'm going to be the bachelorette.
She got and, like, a stylist or something. Oh. Like her rings were on point. That little white dress that she, I think she broke up with Derek in was so cute. She looked, her hair and makeup was on point. She was ready.
She was so on point in on every kind of activity and whatnot. I loved it.
Even her little like camping outfit, her little boots and her little jeans. I mean, she looks so cute in clothes, too. She's got, like, the best proportion. She really had it down.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then we have – but it's interesting in some ways that the most popular guys of these franchises are not the alpha guys. You know, we've got Wells. We've got Evan. We've got Derek. It's not the guys that are, like, the hunky meatheads. It's the actual sweetie pies that the country falls for. Deb –
because it goes back to what I'm saying. The meatheads are always, look, so like, you know, you think, oh, the meatheads are going to like win or the girls are just looking for like the guy with like the body. That's not the case. You know, women are looking for more.
Yep.
You'd like a man of substance.
Exactly.
Jacob, what did you think? What did you think of Derek?
that's where I started, again, having never watched the show, I was like, this is brutal. This is torture.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, and then seeing the success of how, at least, I mean, it seemed authentic to me. Like, these guys' hearts were just getting, not that I was that sad for them, but it felt like kind of like this brutal process.
But
like,
I will say, because of Paradise, America really wraps its arms around it. So if you get, if you don't win, but you get gutted on the show.
Yeah, there's a lot of gutting.
You will get laid for the rest of your life.
Got it.
And you don't even have to be the hot one. America, if people think you're, in some ways, if you're the underdog who gets gutted, you will literally get laid forever. Anna, would you, I mean, like, we met James Taylor, who was like, felt unlovable right after he'd been cut. And, like, I think every woman was the only one that was like, oh, this poor guy, you're a cutie pie. I see you. And, like,
right.
I actually think it works for the underdogs. Anna, would you agree?
Yeah, I think they, all you have to do is, like, show up and every girl's like, you'll find at least one subgroup of girls who's like, oh, my God, who's that?
If you cry on TV and say that you're not lovable, you will get laid forever. We should almost send Jerry in and make Jerry.
It's what I told my wife.
Is that what you proposed?
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm unlovable. She's like, I'll marry you.
Deb.
By the way, it is almost like once like Paradise and all the different kind of spinoffs started, like you almost, unless you're the guy who's going home with the win, you know, the winner.
Yeah.
You want to get off at it. You want like a spectacular exit.
And gutted.
Like, you want to be like on the plane to Puerto Vallarta, you know?
Yeah. You
like,
want to be gutted saying that no one will ever love you because you're so broken and something's wrong with you. So that all the pretty cast offs from the Bachelor will come and be like, I'll comfort you in a bikini. Like, for sure.
Move.
You want to be, the more gutted you are, the better chance you have of going to Mexico. And like, and you don't have to go back to your real job. You can become an influencer.
And the old double standard, though, if it's the girl crying saying you're unlovable, it's like the sad, pathetic ex.
Yeah, it's got to be the guy. It's got to be the guy. If you're the girl, I think they do love a female empowerment moment. So they love you crying, but going, you know what? No, I will not let you talk. No, I used to let guys, like my dad left, and I will never feel this way from a man again. So if you could have a female empowerment teary moment, that can get you to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or I am deserving of love.
Yes.
You know what? I am deserving of love, and I know I'm going to find it.
Yeah. There we go. Okay. Yeah. So then, oh my God, I wish I could like clone and send a younger version of myself, like put her through the machine, just put her through back, get the new flipper teeth and like glue on lashes, just get the right stylist and like put her through the mansion and just see. Okay. So then we have Luke, who we all fell for. We all fell for Luke. He was a Marine. I got to tell you, some stuff came out about Luke afterwards, and I feel like we all knew it. In my mind, I'm like, why are they showing Luke? Deb, you had your hand up.
I was the exact. I never fell for Luke.
I didn't fall for Luke, but America
he gave
did.
Me the he gave me the heebie jeebies every time, like
no,
all
he had
the
dead
time
eyes.
On camera.
He definitely had dead crazy eyes. There was dead crazy eyes. He was like, you know. And when she tries, I'm a country boy. I thought I was a piece of shit. That's right. Something. But then
I remember being so afraid she was going to pick him at one point.
She was
in time.
Hot for
like
him.
I was like, Luke is like, you know.
She likes seeing him chop wood into that wood powered hot tub in Philadelphia somewhere. And then they got. She's like, you know, we got out of our comfort zone. I'm falling in love. And then he put the candles in the field of the heart shaped path. And, you know, I'm put my heart is yours, all of it. You can have all of it. And then so when she cut him, she was like, I don't know how to say goodbye to you. And he wouldn't let her do it. And he's like, I had no clue. I wasn't saying enough. I was in love with her, but I never got the chance to love her. I was in love with her, but I never got a chance to love her, meaning I didn't get to have sex with her. I got caught right before Fantasy Suites. And Jacob, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, I agree. At first I was like, oh, this guy, I love your quiet confidence. Where do you get it from? No. He is scary. But then he brought her to his parents on the farm and he did all this stuff. And then I was like, I was again gutted. I was like, are you kidding me?
You loved him.
Well, I did at the end because I also related. My wife is on a farm and her parents.
No, it was so cute. The farm date was so cute. He gave her really cute little red cowgirl ankle boots that Paget Brewster sent me a pair because I wanted a pair. We loved him from that. But then we found out he thought he was going to be the bachelor. And he started started sliding into the DMs of all these girls and being like, I'll pick you. Like trying to get, right? Anna, what was the deal with that?
Yeah, he just was like telling a bunch of girls like, hey, sign up so you can get on and then I'll pick you. Like he was just playing a bunch of women once. And then later on, he went on, what was it called? Winter Games. But apparently he had a girlfriend the whole time. He still hooked up with the Russian lady and then apparently ghosted her after the show. And in the reunion or whatever, the after show, they like brought them both on and she's trying to question him like what happened, going on, and he wouldn't even look at her.
He wouldn't even acknowledge her. Yes,
and then
Anna.
they showed the footage of at commercial where she's trying to be like, dude, what the fuck? Yes. And he still is acting like he doesn't see her and they're sitting right next to each other. They like showed his ass at the commercial acting like a sociopath, like looking off like I can't hear you, and it's really, really terrifying. And just like really shows that he's just like this weird vapid person.
Jacob,
I hear you. Can you imagine? I just couldn't believe they involved the family.
Well, like, they do that. It was hometowns. You do hometowns.
Yeah.
So like, they go to four people's families.
It's part of the game.
But you know, if you make it to the families, that's good. That means you're either going to become the bachelor, you're going to win, you're going to paradise. Like, if you made it that far, that means people fall for you because they've met your family. Either you have a heartbreaking family, maybe you have a dead parent, perhaps somebody's mean to you, perhaps you have a brother or a sister that's terrible to the person. Like, the America really comes around you with either a great family or a fucked up family. Deb.
And this is why I really thought they were remiss in not showing some of the hometowns in this. Number one, the part of the intrigue with Jordan was the fact that he was Aaron Rodgers' brother.
And they don't speak.
And it was like a whole thing about what were we going to discover when we got to the Rodgers' house.
Jordan was very late in this edit. Like last week when we were having Caitlin, Sean was early on in the edit. This was very late in the edit.
Yeah. And so there was so much intrigue with Aaron. And then actually you meet the family and they're all really close and lovely. And you realize, I think the problem's with Aaron, number one. So that was an interesting thing that wasn't included. And then JoJo's parents, because then they all go to the bachelor or bachelorette
family.
And her parents are...
They were nuttier on Ben Higgins' season, though. But they gave crazier on Ben Higgins' season when her brothers kissed her on the mouth and her mom was pounding the champagne from the bottle.
That was the best.
Straight from the bottle and said, she is a princess. She needs to be treated like a queen. Yeah.
JoJo's from like this wealthy like Texan family, and they are
the only glimpse I got of them was at the end, and I was like, her dad seems very odd.
Her
and
mom drinks champagne right from the bottle,
but her mom's like, I could clearly she sees this glamorous.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
You should watch her mom's Ben Persian, Higgins meeting JoJo's parents. Anna, what were you saying?
Oh, no, I was just saying she has a Persian mom who is like every single one of my aunts, just like drunk and has like a lot of plastic surgery.
I loved it.
Ben Higgins could not handle that family.
And the brothers in the cowl neck sweaters who mouth kissed their sister upon arrival and didn't look at Ben Higgins. So then we have... So then we cut Luke, and then we have Chase. We meet Chase, and it was cute. At first, he gave her mittens. I thought that was really cute. He set up sort of fake snow. I liked that at the mansion. He comes from a divorced family. Saying the word love is scary. He's really, really messed. I feel like the dad cheated or something. He and his sister, they're like, no, it's especially hard for us. Like, something went down. Trust has been broken. You don't show love. It's not safe. You don't say you love somebody. It's a big deal for us. Shit went down. Poor mom. Like, something happened with dad. And here's this sort of big, hunky, tantric guy. And he says, I was falling in love with you. They're at the fantasy suites. They're about to go get it on. They're both clearly have chemistry. He's a good looking guy. They did the yoga date right out. He's a nice person. Katie doesn't like him, but that's okay. So they're but like, they seem like they fit. He's like, I was falling in love with you, but now I am one. Jacob, you need to know that there's a lot of like technicalities. Falling in love is not saying that you're in love. That doesn't count. That's a handshake.
Again, I'm like, here we go. This is it. All right. Like, I'm like, I don't know why I get tricked into thinking.
Yeah, this is a high. Falling in love is a high five. That's not in love. You're falling in love.
I think I could fall in love with you.
I think I could fall. So this was him taking a big risk. He goes, I was falling in love with you, but now I am 100% in love with you. And her face, when he said that, was as if he just like ripped one. And he was like, and he goes, I'm ready to carry that burden. And she goes, thank you for telling me that.
Oh.
And he goes, it was scary, but it was worth it. She goes, I'm crazy about Chase. But it wasn't the way that I thought I would feel when he said it. I don't want to spend the night. And then he was just like, okay, man, I'm jumping over a hurdle. That's my biggest hurdle. And now I'm shattered. What do you want me to say? Love equals get the fuck out. And then he starts crying. He's like, that sucked. It's like you pull down your pants, you just get kicked in the nuts. I should never have said I love you. Why did I say I love you? That was brutal. Deb.
Well, I was going to ask Jacob because he's been so gutted throughout the course of this process.
Jacob, that one was hard. I felt so badly for him. Like, why did she make him say it?
It was unreal. I felt so bad. But then when you repeated it, there was also something like, dude, wait, just because you said I love you doesn't mean get the fuck out. Like, then I started saying, all right, you're definitely triggered with this word. So,
yeah, there's definitely some damage.
And I remember, brutal, though.
But I do remember she really needed him to say it. She'd been asking for him to say it. I remember, and he wouldn't say it. So he finally says it, and she's like, no thanks.
Yeah. And that it made, at least again, from my watch, from my perspective, she just successively seemed to be just horrible. Just like, just
that's how they all are. That's how they all are. They all need to hear it. They need to get it out. And then once they've like collected the I love you, then you're out.
What's funny also with the phrasing, I personally have never even don't think I've used that. Been so
no human, right?
So I just want to say, I think I might be falling in love with you. I've never told that to someone.
No, nobody has. It's not.
It's amazing if you did, though. Yeah. Had all these little levels of love.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I do love some of the people when you're kind of rooting for them or you feel so bad for them, but then like they're getting the boot and they just switch. Like they flip on a switch. And and then you're like,
yes.
Oh my God. Like you dodged a bullet, girl. Like, you know, so I think Chase was one of them. I think we should have all trusted Katie's instincts from the beginning.
Oh, for sure. Yes. Katie, take the floor.
Well, okay. To be honest, I was trying to remember if I really feel like I didn't like him. I feel like I thought he was kind of boring, but maybe I didn't. I don't like him now.
No, I know. I know you don't like him now.
And so like, I was like, is that interfering with how I felt
then? Yes.
But watching it back, I was still just like not impressed, and I was like, I
remember thinking
like
he was very handsome, but a little square for me.
Yeah,
like that he was a very cute guy. He was physically a cute guy, but that I probably wouldn't have much to say to him.
And didn't he like the whole time keep bringing up his parents' divorce and acting like he was the only person whose parents have ever gotten divorced?
There was a lot of drama with that divorce.
Yeah. Because I remembered that. I remember us being like, dude, like a lot of people's parents get divorced. Like it sucks.
People, and a lot of people have quirky families.
Yeah.
Like everybody I love for the most part has some quirk in their family.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's normal. That's fine.
And then he kept doing that thing where he kept saying all lives matter. And I was like, God, this guy is the worst. Not literally, but he did date Tommy Lauren after this. So
who's that?
She's like the right wing commentator on Fox News. She's like a racist piece. Yeah, he dated Tommy Lauren.
Yeah, and he tweets a lot. I think he does like literally tweet all lives matter.
Yeah, he tweets all lives matter stuff all the time. He's a Trump supporter. He's just.
To be honest, I think JoJo had a lot of bad apples in her stable.
Gotten it down to Wells and Jordan. Wells.
Now that I'm hearing all this back, yeah, she actually, this was a minefield. And JoJo really had to maneuver around some pretty dicey personalities, clearly.
So then we're going to take a break and we'll just close it out. Bachelor villain!
In it for the money!
In it for the gram followers!
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
All right, here we go. We're back. We're closing it out. We're down to the final two, the Falcon and Capri Pants. Fun fact, Jordan Rogers allegedly quit football in Canada to be in the Las Vegas production of Damn Yankees. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's a fun fact. So the Falcon says that he's ecstatic. He took out the C. He's ecstatic about his relationship with JoJo. I remember this. He was the first to say, I love you. He said it so fast, which for me is a real red flag. Deb?
That's a bullshit alert right there. You know, I mean, he didn't even put falling or I think I love you. It was straight up. I know. It was way too quick.
And he goes, it's a country club and coloring books. He's ready to propose. And I got to tell you, the thing that made me laugh so hard was last night when the car door opened it was like two elf shoes came out of the, and they were in like a perfect ballet, like third position. It was like two elf shoes. And look at the video. I just sent it to you guys. I just sent it to you. And we made like, I'd forgotten all about those elf shoes, but when it was like the worst shoes of all time. And then Anna made a flyer about it that made me laugh so hard. You can watch. There we go.
For it. Oh yeah. No.
Wait for it.
There's no better moment in any of the Bachelors than when that limo pulls up and you see the feet get out and you don't know and you're trying to figure out whose feet. Now I would say on this one, the suspense was immediately gone because you knew that was Robbie wearing those shoes.
I mean, but Jacob, did you notice those shoes?
Oh no, it's funny I knew who was going to end up, but it was when I saw that I was like, okay. It's done for that. It's done.
Those shoes.
Like what?
Elfin men.
Who's this elf now?
Like elfin men's Italian expensive
and the
loafers.
Socks. The socks didn't work either.
Death. Oh.
What if actually that was like who she was going to go with, and then she looks down and is like, just forget about it, man.
Dude,
It was an incredible visual moment. I mean, the pan up, it was so good. That was great.
Yeah, those are always my favorite. It's like, you know, I'm always at that point just like so in somebody's,
like, who's wearing the gold,
so on someone's
here?
Team. And
who's,
I'm like, who is it? Yeah.
And that's why it's been sort of like disappointing in the last 2 years, where I feel like we've been robbed of a rose ceremony during, we didn't get one during Colton season. We didn't, like, I felt like even we didn't really get a good one during Peter's season, that like, and even the Ari thing, like we it was all just, we knew it went awry, all of it. Deb.
So funny thing to kind of recount, off of watching Jordan on Instagram Live, and he was saying that he was so nervous when he walked up because he's trying to gauge JoJo's face, you know,
yeah.
And he's like, hey, or whatever. And she apparently was like, hey, like very, like he literally was like, game over. I'm not, like her reaction, he thought he was like done.
I was shocked at how gutted she was to let go of Robbie. Like the fact that Robbie was the number two, that she couldn't imagine, how is she going to let go of Robbie? Like knowing I never was team Robbie, and then I wasn't team Jordan either. I wasn't into either of them. I liked Will. So, but like to know Robbie is the one that you can't see your life without, Deb.
Robbie had a lot of people snowed, though. Like, he definitely did them. We didn't know everything we know about him now. And so there were people. And because even when he went to Paradise and he ended up with that nice girl, Amanda.
Yeah, the mom.
And she was, you know, like, so nobody knew yet the full, like, deal with Robbie. Although, they didn't show it on this recap, but didn't Robbie, wasn't there a girl, an ex-girlfriend who came back in the final days and wrote JoJo a letter? Or am I thinking of totally something?
That was JoJo got a letter from her ex-boyfriend when Nick came to her home, or when Ben went to her hometown. There was a letter.
That's right. Okay.
So then he says, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And she said, that's what Ben said. How do you know? How do I know? And he says, when I picture getting down on one knee, it's with you. And he did a lot of wall kisses throughout the season. I remember that was his big move. And that's very popular. Jacob, if you ever time travel and send a young clone, this young single clone of yourself, you want to be popular, do some wall kisses. And then if you get cut, say you're not lovable.
Oh, I noticed that. Yeah. They're pinning a woman against a wall.
That is a very popular move. They love that. And then she was like, I'm falling in love with more than one person. So she definitely, she was like really gutted to let go of the Falcon. And then,
Well, also just to they really set that up well, at least again, from my perspective, having not seen the season in total, is that he was just like, it's happening. I'm marrying her.
Yes.
I could see it already. We're moving here. It was just like,
He's like, I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to take care of you. And
no,
she goes,
I felt,
wait, Robbie, hold on. I can't let you get down on one knee. I don't want to take that moment from you.
For me, like, I was like, I should not be watching this. Like, this seems like he needs, do they have an on-set psychiatrist to deliver meds immediately and pump them in this man's body? Because
I have a question for you Bachelor experts, which is, do we have any idea, like, is it written in their contract, like, you have to let them take it to X point in the proposal?
I think it is. I think they have to get out some of, I think they are forced to make people pour their guts out as long as they can handle it with a neutral face, knowing that they're not going to say yes. I think it's literally until you cannot take it anymore. And then you're like, hold on.
Don't take the knee.
Don't take the knee. And then she goes, I woke up wanting it to be you, but my heart is, I don't know how to do this. I'm so sorry. I don't know how to do this. And then he's in the car. He pulls out the handkerchief, weeping. And she goes, he deserved to know how to change me. My heart is broken. I'm really confused. She wouldn't let me get down on one knee right now, but she said she loved me. Did she? I don't remember that. But she goes, but you know what? I'm crazy in love with Jordan. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I can't wait to tell Jordan how I feel. I love Jordan so much. And she said, I am in love with you. This is the best day of my life. I'm in love with you. And I felt when he asked them today her advice for Claire, even though I love me some JoJo and I'm team JoJo, I felt like it was as a gal over the age of 35, I felt a little bit that she was sorting shades when she says, I was young when I was the bachelor, so it'll be good. And now I'm 29 or like 31, but I was young. So it'll be fun to have her perspective because she's like 39. I felt for Claire in that moment of somebody saying to me, well-meaning, I was young. She's not a young person, but she's getting – Deb, what did you think?
No, I know what you're saying, but
– I know she meant
and
well.
Also, also someone who is, you know, is beyond Claire's age, I think she was totally meaning well. She's been engaged to Jordan for like 4 years, so I think that's part of what plays into that answer.
She meant
like
the, well, but she was still – she did say the phrase, I was young, so it'll be fun to have Claire.
I just love the whole like concept of like what's old in that universe.
38.
Too. It's like, just like so good. It's so good. Yeah, yeah.
Jacob, what were you gonna say?
Well, her pivot from Robbie to Jordan was great in terms of this. I don't know. I just felt it like okay. Time to get married now to Jordan.
Yeah, she shook it off. She
really did
hard.
A good job to shake that off. And then also, like you said, like she said, she's completely changed. That's with Jordan. After 4 years, she's now a totally different
person.
Well,
it sounds like they've been very open that they had a hard year the first year.
Right. That's what they said. Yeah.
And I mean, now they actually know each other. Deb.
The coolest thing, I think, about them is the fact that Jordan actually like a year or so ago, like re-proposed to her. He bought a new ring and he like did like a full new, like,
wondering because the ring looked different than the ring that she was wearing.
I was like, what? That's like a guy right there. He's like, I'm not going to give you the freebie ring. I'm going to give you like another. He's like, I meant the first proposal, but I want to do one without cameras.
That's classic. Cause I actually liked her new ring better. I was like, that's not the ring.
Listen, my man, he's you know, SEC football. He's making a nice living. So he can do it.
All right, great. What does he do for SEC football?
He's one of the announcers.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I don't know what SEC football is, but that's all.
Well, it's
good.
It's college football. It's great. One of the big leagues. Great. And so he, I think, is with ESPN, great. I think, for them. Yeah.
I also enjoyed seeing Matt James, the new bachelor. Boy, is he handsome. Holy smokes. Holy. Katie, what did you think of Matt James?
He seems like he's going to be really fun. And I love him and Tyler together. Like, you can tell he's a good guy just by the way that they interact because they're so cute together.
And you could tell because Tyler's mom died suddenly, like, this winter. And you could see that, like, he's a little heavy-hearted, but he's got his pals around. Like, he's such a good guy. And, like, you could tell that they were friends. Like, I thought Matt James could not be more handsome, and I'm glad we have like a fresh somebody outside of the franchise. Jacob, what do you think of The Bachelor?
Matt seems great. I mean, but it's about time the show has other people than white people.
Yeah,
on
for
it.
Sure.
I mean, come on.
I mean, but overall, did you enjoy The Bachelorette?
Yes, I totally did. Totally did. Yeah.
What do you guys typically prefer, Bachelorette or Bachelor?
I like The Bachelorette because I like watching the bromances. What do you like?
I think Bachelorette. I think my two favorite seasons. I've probably watched about half of all the seasons. I like Caitlyn and JoJo.
They were great.
My favorites.
Me too.
Here's my one bone to pick as well with this format. Tell me if you think this is fair, actually. Trista, who I don't love, but look, Trista and Ryan, she's the OG, kind of, like the first couple that ended up together. We kind of forget about Alex, Michael, and she was next. She's having to split the recap with Alex, Michael next week. And I think Trista and Ryan, out of anyone, should have actually had
episode. I think they think, no one cares, this is so long ago. I think they're like, and they were shorter seasons. I think they just thought, oh, nobody cares. Let's just make it, like, it's so long ago. Let's just get it over with. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I disagree with that notion.
You guys, you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. And as I mentioned earlier, don't forget to get your copy of Little Miss Little Compton wherever books are sold and email it in, because we're going to be doing giveaways. How Leah Connor won a tote bag. Next week is a custom Meet the Authors puzzle with me and my cat Mittens. We got a nice email from Katie Hosh. I'm going to say this wrong. Hosh Gesong. The subject line is, "My cat hates your podcast." "Hi, Art and Tana, Katie and guests. I really love your podcast. I've been listening since Ari season. I've continued listening even though I stopped watching the show after Colton. Your podcast has been one of the only things that can keep me focused and off my phone while transitioning to that work from home life because I can't scroll through Twitter and listen at the same time. So thank you for that. However, apparently not everyone in the house is a fan. My partner recently went back to work, so this morning I thought I'd give my ears a break from my headphones and play your podcast through my phone speaker. My cat, whose name is Mona, started acting batshit crazy, and I couldn't figure out why. She just kept screaming and running down the hallway, which would end in her leaping onto the back of my chair and digging her claws into my back. Then the podcast ended, and she literally a second later flopped on the bed and has been totally chill ever since. Anyway, expect another one-star hyena voice review from my cat soon. She's that bitch. Thanks for all the laughs during these trying times. It means so much, Katie." That is amazing that this cat hates my voice. Katie and Anna, do you enjoy that fact?
That is wild. What is it that the cat is hearing that is like setting him off?
I would imagine it's the pitch of my voice, probably. Interesting. Right?
But your cats don't hate your voice.
No, but it's a specific tone. And if it's like a new thing coming through a speakerphone, I just love that. I just love that. It's like the worst thing that ever happened to Mona. Like, Mona cannot handle it. We got another email. The subject line is Olivia from Sarah W. It's about Olivia's podcast. It's all really, we talked last week about it's all reality TV show guests. It's nothing to do with people who are only villains. Well, that's too bad. She tries to reach out to villains, but she's also interviewed plenty of other people from the show plus other reality TV shows. It's a good listen. All right, I'll check it out. I did enjoy Olivia. "I love the pod, but it would be nice if you could do at least a little research on people instead of giving false info. It would also be helpful to remember that so much of the show is edited and produced. Even Lori, your supposed expert, doesn't always know what she's talking about." I'm going to stop you right there. You can come after me, but you cannot come after Lori. She tried to say previously that Olivia was dating someone from South Africa. She wasn't. That was her best friend, and they took a trip to South Africa. Lori also said Renee from Sean's season dated Chris Harrison. Renee said they didn't date, had a couple drinks, much like what normal friends would do. Lori needs to stop assuming everything she reads from Us Weekly is accurate. Maybe this isn't the podcast for you, Sarah. Katie, Anna, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is not something to worry about, in my opinion. We are a comedy podcast. Facts about a reality show. You know what? They don't matter. Let's be real.
There's a lot of other podcasts out there that have probably very accurate. I don't quite honestly have the time to look up lots of facts.
Yeah, no one is doing this research.
That was on 6 years ago. So I don't know. It sounds like maybe we're not your cup of tea, and that's fine. That's fine. We can agree to disagree. You know what? Lori has a busy life, and everybody sometimes gets some. You know, none of what we're saying here is we're not saying this is the 60 minutes of.
Should we just say right now we have zero facts. So please don't quote us.
Idiot clown hearsay. So yeah. I'm sure there's lots of more accurate ones, probably from, I would imagine you might enjoy one from that's actually hosted by a former Bachelor contestant. We are outsiders who are not the beautiful people who do not.
We are outsiders in a garage.
Comedy outsiders in a garage. Yes. And by the way, our big source is Us Weekly because we don't read spoilers. So if Us Weekly says it for me, that's fine because this is my hobby.
Also, all of these things that we messed up are things that could easily be assumed that they were dating or something, you know. It's not like we're just like, oh, they're dating so-and-so.
Perhaps we're not your cup of tea. That's fine. There's lots of other Bachelor podcasts out there. But we appreciate you guys emailing us. so we appreciate you guys reviewing us. Before we go, here's the name of the game on this podcast, Jacob Deb. We do Tweet of the Week. All of our fans email us in, and we narrow it down to two tweets that we think are the funniest, and then we pick the Tweet of the Week. So I will read you some top contenders. Kendra at KendraConda. I'm here for one reason, love, says Robbie. By love, I mean whatever reality TV show will take me. Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Vanderpump Rules, Siesta Keys. Anyone else casting? I will literally move anywhere there's a camera.
That's pretty, I get it.
By the way, I also like that they used to call him an aspiring social media participant. That was his job. Number two, Britt Carlson at Beerette. The producers all collectively came when they heard Derek whisper to himself, "Don't cry," knowing how perfectly it would sync with "Don't cry for me."
As a producer, I fully concur.
3D Dorito at 3D Dorito says, "I've been sitting through 1.5 hours of Chad in order to see 1.5 seconds of Derek crying." Lauren at purple_Hayes, Chad is definitely that guy who doesn't wear a mask to the gym.
Yep.
Chaz at thorium_dragon, it's important to remember that Daniel jumped in the pool first night while not remotely drunk. Truly one of the contestant greats. He really was a great. All right, I'm going to narrow it down to, I mean, we all know what the winner is. I'm going to narrow it down. Do we prefer the gym or Derek crying for the second one?
Derek crying, Eric?
Okay.
Yeah.
Derek crying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to narrow it down to 3D_Dorito. I've been sitting through 1.5 hours of Chad in order to see 1.5 seconds of Derek crying. Or Britt Paulson at Beer It. The producers all collectively came when they heard Derek whisper to himself, "Don't cry," knowing how perfectly it would sync with "Don't cry for me, Argentina." I'm going to go with "Don't cry for me, Argentina." Jacob.
"Don't cry for me, Argentina." That's where I'm going.
Okay. Deb.
I got to go with "Don't cry for me, Argentina."
Katie.
"Don't cry for me, Argentina."
Is it unanimous? Is it a sweep? Tana?
Yeah, I think "Don't cry for me, Argentina."
All right, you are the winner. Britt Paulson at Beer It. The producers all collectively came when they heard Derek whisper, "Don't cry," to himself, knowing perfectly it would sync with "Don't cry for me, Argentina." Also, if you enjoyed our podcast today with Jacob and Deb, you can hear them on our Patreon, breaking down Real Housewives of New York. And we also have really fun episodes about Bachelorette New Zealand. Send in your things for the giveaway, your receipts for the book for Little Miss Little Compton to rosepodcast@gmail.com. And nominate yourself for your friends if you want to co-host the podcast with us when we get to Peter Pilot's GOAT episode. Where can people find you, Jacob?
On Instagram at Jacob Mazaros, two J's. So my name with two J's.
Jacob does a lot of fun DJing on there that you can watch. If he's fun to put on in the background, he always he'll go live, and he has lots of fun DJing going on.
You never know.
He's
you
a
never
great
know what you'll
DJ.
Hear.
You never Thank know. You. You never know. You have to text me a Spotify playlist. I'm so sick of my music.
That's right.
I beg of you. Deb. Where can people find you? Nowhere, because you're private, and I like that about you. I am on Instagram at Ardenmarine, ArdenMyrn. Please follow me because I've been losing followers. I don't know why. Katie.
I'm KT_money on Twitter and Instagram.
Tana.
I'm at Anna Hosni on Twitter.
And you guys, give us a nice review on, we got some new stars, but we didn't get any new written reviews on iTunes and Facebook. We do like when you guys review us, and we would love to read it, unless you come after Lori. All right, you guys, stay safe, wear a mask, be nice to one another, be kind. Everybody's doing the best they can. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh,
This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.